According to a paper its inventors published recently in Nature Communications, the Graz cell's performance exceeds that of a lithium-ion battery. It is able, for example, to cope with up to 1 million charge and discharge cycles, says Kamar Abbas, a member of the team. A lithium-ion equivalent might be expected to manage a couple of thousand cycles. Both Skeleton and the Graz group, then, are taking modified supercapacitor architecture and adding some bespoke electrochemistry. By contrast, although the offering from Nahwa Technologies does indeed also employ modified supercapacitor plates as its electrodes, it uses tried-and-trusted lithium-ion ingredients for the chemical donkey work. Like Skeleton, Nahwa already manufactures supercapacitors. The plates for these are created using a process which the firm calls VACNT, or vertically aligned carbon nanotubes. This arranges those tubes in an array that resembles in miniature the bristles on a brush. Extreme miniature. A square centimetre contains about 100 billion of them, all standing to attention. That greatly increases the surface area available to hold an electric charge. To adapt VACNT plates to operate also as battery-like electrodes, Nahwa's engineers have thinned the nanotube forest to make room for coatings of the chemicals which batteries employ for their reactions, and also for the movement of lithium ions into and out of the spaces between the tubes. This freedom of movement, the company reckons, will boost the arrangement's power density by a factor of 10. To start with, the nanotubes of the invention's cathode, the positive electrode in a battery, will be coated with nickel, manganese and cobalt, a mixture already widely used to make such cathodes. Conventional anodes, the negative electrodes, are already carbon-based, so using that element in the form of nanotubes is not a big departure. Other less commercially developed battery chemistries should, though, also work with VACNT electrodes. These include lithium sulfur and lithium silicon, both of which have the potential to increase energy densities. Silicon is particularly promising, but it swells as it absorbs ions, and that can rupture a battery. The thicket of nanotubes in a VACNT electrode should operate like a cage to keep the silicon in check, says Pascal Boulanger, a physicist who helped found Nahwa in 2013. The new electrode material could also be used with solid rather than liquid electrolytes to make solid-state batteries. These are powerful and robust, but are proving tricky to commercialise.